You will hear a budding artist, Jam San, talking about his experience as an illustrator for interesting yet violent fairy tale books in the famous K-drama, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, Jam San. Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed for our school magazine.
It's my pleasure, Susan.
Can you tell us a bit about your art background?
Well, all my friends wanted to be doctors, but I have always wanted to be a cartoonist since young. I studied oriental painting at an arts high school and majored in cartoon art and animation at Kongju National University. I held the position of an animation and art director for a few years before I quit to become a concept artist in my late 20s.
Well, you gained popularity through your illustrations in the Korean drama It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Did you expect your work to be so popular?
I have always admired producer Park Shin-woo's brilliant work. I was confident that the drama would be a big hit, but I must say that I was surprised when my Instagram followers grew to 48,000 people right after the series ended.
Is It's Okay to Not Be Okay your first Korean drama?
No, I actually did illustrations for Encounter, a popular Korean drama, in 2018. When producer Park Shin-woo mentioned that he wanted to make another drama about psychopaths, I told him that I wanted to be involved in the project, because I'm into zombies and cruel fairy tales myself. I was so glad when he agreed.
How different was Encounter from the illustration for your second drama?
The fairy tale illustrations I did for my first drama, Encounter, were only for the introduction and ending of the series. They had little to do with the plot. For It's Okay to Not Be Okay, I had to produce illustrations for each episode, and the fairy tales are the central part of the plot. I definitely had bigger responsibilities in the second drama.
What were the challenges faced while working on the illustrations?
Well, I had to work very closely with the scriptwriter and producer to come up with the right concept. This is because the illustrations had to change as the plot thickens. In the beginning, the illustrations of the first four fairy tales were dark and scary, as the stories were unpleasant. As the characters began to heal in the ending, the colors in the last fairy tale became bright and vibrant.
How did you feel about your success in the drama?
Well, as requested by fans all over the world, the production company published all five of the fairy tales in the series. They are currently listed in the top 20 best-selling books of the month in Korea. I can't believe that the books are even sold in many countries, even though the books have not been translated yet. I feel very proud that I have proven to everybody that cruel fairy tales can become bestsellers too.
As a concept artist, what is your proudest achievement?
Well, my heart leaped with joy when some fairy tale writers, concept artists, and illustrators came up to me and thanked me for opening up opportunities for them to get hired and be published. Many publishers refused to print cruel fairy tales in the past because they were afraid that nobody would buy them. Now that the fairy tales from the drama have become bestsellers, there are more job openings for these artists.
What is your hope for the future?
Currently, I am looking for a suitable writer for my next project, a series of cruel fairy tales for adults. I keep getting messages from fans all over the world who want to see more of my work, and I feel so honored. But I hope they will also notice the works of other Korean artists and appreciate their creativity too.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Jam San. Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed for our school magazine.
It's my pleasure, Susan.
Can you tell us a bit about your art background?
Well, all my friends wanted to be doctors, but I have always wanted to be a cartoonist since young. I studied oriental painting at an arts high school and majored in cartoon art and animation at Kongju National University. I held the position of an animation and art director for a few years before I quit to become a concept artist in my late 20s.
Well, you gained popularity through your illustrations in the Korean drama It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Did you expect your work to be so popular?
I have always admired producer Park Shin-woo's brilliant work. I was confident that the drama would be a big hit, but I must say that I was surprised when my Instagram followers grew to 48,000 people right after the series ended.
Is It's Okay to Not Be Okay your first Korean drama?
No, I actually did illustrations for Encounter, a popular Korean drama, in 2018. When producer Park Shin-woo mentioned that he wanted to make another drama about psychopaths, I told him that I wanted to be involved in the project, because I'm into zombies and cruel fairy tales myself. I was so glad when he agreed.
How different was Encounter from the illustration for your second drama?
The fairy tale illustrations I did for my first drama, Encounter, were only for the introduction and ending of the series. They had little to do with the plot. For It's Okay to Not Be Okay, I had to produce illustrations for each episode, and the fairy tales are the central part of the plot. I definitely had bigger responsibilities in the second drama.
What were the challenges faced while working on the illustrations?
Well, I had to work very closely with the scriptwriter and producer to come up with the right concept. This is because the illustrations had to change as the plot thickens. In the beginning, the illustrations of the first four fairy tales were dark and scary, as the stories were unpleasant. As the characters began to heal in the ending, the colors in the last fairy tale became bright and vibrant.
How did you feel about your success in the drama?
Well, as requested by fans all over the world, the production company published all five of the fairy tales in the series. They are currently listed in the top 20 best-selling books of the month in Korea. I can't believe that the books are even sold in many countries, even though the books have not been translated yet. I feel very proud that I have proven to everybody that cruel fairy tales can become bestsellers too.
As a concept artist, what is your proudest achievement?
Well, my heart leaped with joy when some fairy tale writers, concept artists, and illustrators came up to me and thanked me for opening up opportunities for them to get hired and be published. Many publishers refused to print cruel fairy tales in the past because they were afraid that nobody would buy them. Now that the fairy tales from the drama have become bestsellers, there are more job openings for these artists.
What is your hope for the future?
Currently, I am looking for a suitable writer for my next project, a series of cruel fairy tales for adults. I keep getting messages from fans all over the world who want to see more of my work, and I feel so honored. But I hope they will also notice the works of other Korean artists and appreciate their creativity too.
That is the end of part 4.